Hey, you guys, it's the 22nd of September. I'm Carly, I'm your host. My co-host and pal and my psychic Carrie to be here. I have no idea when. And let's see, tonight we are going to talk about everything from the Ace breakdown to the Robin affair to we need Jason and Liz back together. I mean, I know there's a lot I could say on that, and why not talk, everything. So, call me, pick up your phone, you guys, and call 347-850-8721, and I'm going to bring on my first guest of the night. It's the 22nd. Thanks, Bridget. I'm going to bring on ZH Buzz, and I've been wanting to talk to her for a while because, she's nice, and I think she has her own show on Blog Talk, but I could be wrong. So I'm going to bring her on, and hopefully Bridget will call in a couple of minutes as well. And when we are Jillian and Celia. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Jewel. Hey.
Hi.
So I am so glad you called in because there's no one on the switchboard. So basically, I will be talking to myself.
I get that a lot.
and you do the Jason and Robin thing, don't you?
Well, I'm a Jason and Robin fan, but my show's mainly about General Hospital, even though I do talk about Jason and Robin a lot because they are my favorite.
I know. I sent you an email. You know, I'm a Jason and Liz fan. I don't have anything against Robin. I love the character of Robin. I thought Jason and Robin were cute back in the day, but Jason and Liz won my heart, and that's the only couple that ever really win my heart in a big way like that. I mean, I will fight to the bitter end until we get Jason back, and I'm sure you feel that way with Jason and Robin.
I do feel that way. Well, see, I think maybe if I wasn't around back when Jason and Robin got together, I probably would have liked Jason and Liz. But they just kind of remind me of Jason and Robin.
This is where I kind of think you're right but wrong. I think Liaison as a couple is like the best couple there ever was, and there's a lot of similarity to Robin and Liz, but one thing stands out for me that Liaison had this love, trust, love thing going. Isex, okay, it's really about the Isex for me. They do, and I'm not saying that Robin did. I would just, you know, for Jason and Robin fans, you know, I feel, too, that they got the, you know, they did not get their couple for as long as, you know, other people, you know, get to be together. I'm throwing Jason and Sam under the bus, and I hope you're not a fan of those because I just offended you. I cannot get behind Jason and Sam. I have never gotten behind them. I don't know how you feel about them.
Actually,
okay,
I kind of like Sam with the old Lucky, or the
you mean
Greg
Vaughn?
Yeah, I kind of like Sam with him better because she was seemed like a better person. She just seems to be when she's with Jason, she doesn't. It's like she's stuck up his butt. Sorry.
No. Thank you. You know, we really don't have words on my show. It's like, I don't know if you ever listened to me before, but I go like my seat of my pants kind of, my co-host finally decided to call in. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello? check you on the air 10 minutes late.
Okay. Well, just
okay,
think about
we
this
will,
like,
no, we will.
No, I'm kidding. Time went. Time
okay,
just,
we will.
The time kind of like went past me. I was kind of like falling asleep a little bit too. So.
Well, yes. Terry, this is Dawn, right? I might.
Right.
Dawn,
right.
Right.
Oh,
yeah, see, the Jason and Robin fan, you know that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah.
Me too. I've always been a Jason and Robin fan. I love them together. And I stopped watching, like, after, I kind of stopped watching the show after Robin left the last time. He totally didn't want to have anything to do with her, you know, when she did all that. I couldn't bear watching it anymore, you know.
Yeah.
And I guess I fell in love with Liz and Jason because Liz kind of reminded me of, since we couldn't have Robin anymore, Robin wasn't on there anymore, and I just felt like Liz was kind of like my, like Robin in a sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
if
there was a Robin and Jason and a Liz and Jason thing, I would totally be like torn
yeah.
in two, I think. You
yeah.
know?
So do you like Sunny and Brenda then?
I'm not a Sunny and Brenda fan though.
I do.
Never.
I do.
Never.
I do.
I was always.
Oh, God, yes.
If Sunny and Brenda get back together, that's kind of an omen there. That's kind of because wherever Sunny and Brenda is, Jason and Robin is.
I know.
No, okay, maybe I don't want Sunny and Brenda back together because I want Jason with Liz. Okay,
I'm more of a Liz and Lucky fan myself. With this Lucky right here, when
yeah.
he first came back, they should have got them two back together. Cause
I disagree.
I know.
by the way, Shirley, you're on the air too.
I mean, I've heard your show. You have a show too, right?
I tuned into it once, and I think you said something like,
you can never be a Jason and Liz fan because she's kind of too similar to, like, Robin and or whatnot, you know, or
mm-hmm.
whatever. And I think that's
right.
Like, I fell in love with Jason and Liz in the first place, like I said. I don't know. I just felt like if we couldn't have Robin on there since she was
mm-hmm.
totally gone off the show, I mean, I wanted to get...
Yeah, but I don't know. I think it's because in the beginning, you know, like when they first got together, Jason and Liz, a lot
yeah.
of their scenes were kind of the same as Robin and Jason,
I,
and it kind of just, I don't know, it just...
I don't know either. I mean, I guess I don't know. I really can't really describe why I love Jason and Liz. I guess I just love him because he could be who he, you know,
yes.
that softer side of Jason.
He can kind of be more himself with Liz than he could with, like, you know, Sam or,
Liz, Jason and Robin, I was never a Carly fan when she first came on because I hated the fact what she was doing to Jason and Liz. She was getting in between them, you know, kind of.
I don't know how anybody could have been a Carly fan back then. She did that to her own mom and her husband.
I know. And then she just totally, she knew that Jason loved Robin and she was so trying to get in between the two of them and all that. And then, I don't know. And then when they lived together that year, I was like, I couldn't stand that, but.
Well,
okay,
I started liking Carly a little. I mean, just a little bit.
Okay,
Jack.
Good. Good, because I'm a really big Carly fan. I'm also a Liz fan. So, like, the other day, Terry asked me if, you know, it was Liz and Carly, like if Carly killed Liz, what would happen? I would say, okay, Carly would have to go to, you know, jail, but the ultimate kicker, if Liz and Carly work together to kill Sam, I don't think there should be a jail term.
You know that wouldn't happen. Carly would take Sam over Liz any day.
I don't think so.
No, Carly doesn't. Carly doesn't like Liz because Liz is like Robin. And Carly has never liked Robin, ever. And she never will.
So I disagree with that. I disagree with that because of them kind of making amends when Michael got shot. It was like,
hello?
You know, yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh,
actually.
Oh. Yeah, you know how long I've been sitting here listening to this conversation?
Okay,
I didn't hang up.
Okay,
I didn't hang up.
Jay, please tell her I said you were, Philly, I told you you were on 5 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. I did say that, Shirley, you were on. She did say that you were on. I heard her say that.
She did say that.
I did not hear that.
Okay.
Like a stepchild.
Sorry.
Oh, my God, you're not.
I don't get it.
Okay, maybe we need to talk about something that won't get me in trouble because I'm like really good. In the room.
Well, Carly, you're a big Carly fan. We've had some debates privately about Carly about how,
yeah, but you and I, okay, you and I are.
And we've had debates about Robin and Carly too. You know how.
Okay, yeah, but remember we are not going to bring that up again.
So and one thing about Robin that people think that she's a saint. Robin never claimed to be one, and I kind of get quite.
No, she didn't. Quite the opposite. She would always say, "Please don't put me on a pedestal because I'm not." Yeah.
Yeah, and
exactly.
So even Carly said that, always says that she's always a saint or whatever, and I'm thinking she's never claimed to be a saint, you know, and it's like.
Well, that's because Carly will never like Robin because of Jason.
I know she won't. She
that's
won't like.
The only
reason. Excuse me, Carly did sign some. Carly did say Robin's life in the Metro Code.
Yeah, but
I mean,
really, like she really was
well,
going to.
Yeah,
live.
She did. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that they'll never be friends.
They'll
is
never
what
be
I'm
friends,
saying.
Though.
No code
yeah,
did, but they'll never be friends.
Yeah. So, and I miss Jason and Robin's friendship. I really miss their friendship. You know, I just miss them interacting with each other. But like you said, now that Sunny and Brenda are coming back into the fold, we'll hopefully get to see Jason and Robin, you know, so.
Friends. Yeah, that would be
if anything,
good.
Friends, I guess. I don't know. The way they're writing the show, to me, it's not character-driven anymore. It's all plot point, so I don't like that.
Yeah, it's been like that for years.
I know. I miss that.
You know, it's like, actually, I've noticed, though, recently, it seems like they're using a lot more people than just four people.
Yeah.
You know how they, you know, like they were just doing four people, which was Sunny. Who was it? You know, whoever Jason's with at that time is the fourth person.
Yeah.
So, and then they hardly ever did the other part of the cast every once in a while. But now they're starting to slowly make it a little bit more where they're, you know, doing more storylines than just theirs, you know.
I know, and I'm kind of liking, I like the Robin and the storyline with the Lisa and the whole thing. I don't know, I just.
Yeah, I do.
I'm kind of liking
that. I do, too.
I'm,
I have another call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
I don't know. Kind of went off crap. Okay, yeah, I should pay a little more attention to the Swiss boat. Yeah. But no, I agree with what Terry was saying about. I'm enjoying the whole Robin and Lisa storyline.
It's just refreshing to see something other than the mob storyline. I just, even you know, something with, because I like Patrick and Robin. I mean, I just, the reason I just like them because,
you,
I mean, it, the you know.
You
we're,
like the fact that he cheated on her?
Oh, no, no,
I mean,
not
is that,
no.
Is that
I
acceptable?
Mean, no, 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 I mean. Before that happened, I was a totally big Robin and I was a big Scrub fan, you know. I mean, just because Jason wasn't in her life and she needed somebody to love her, to fall in love with
her. Well, I agree. Yeah,
you know?
I agree.
But what he did to her, I can't, that was, oh, my gosh.
Okay,
that's unforgivable as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It is unforgivable. And for some reason, I think they're going to write it. And drop that and not continue
on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, girl.
Hello? Was that Sarge?
Hello. Hi. I'm
okay.
Sorry. I was watching the baseball game.
But I just don't like how it took Jason, for what Sam did to Liz and her kids and threatening and everything, and it took him 10 years to forgive Robin for what he did to Sam. I mean,
That's because if you ever listen to Jason, though, when he talks, he'll always say that it's harder for him to forgive someone that he truly loves than it is that, not saying that he don't love Sam. I don't want to.
Yeah,
him
he doesn't
me.
Love Sam.
Yeah,
he doesn't
love
Sam.
Sam.
He does not love Sam. That's just get that together. I mean,
when did he say that? I never heard that. When did he say that? That it would be hard. It's harder for him to.
It's harder
to forgive somebody that he doesn't love.
I'll have to find it, and then I'll send it to her email.
Okay.
I'll find the clip. Because it's an
older
clip.
Yeah, I remember that.
So
yeah,
does that mean that he really doesn't love Sam?
Well, it was a reference back then. It was a reference to Carly because he could forgive Carly because it was easier for him to overlook things with Carly because he wasn't truly in love with Carly.
No, and they didn't have that kind of love.
Right,
no.
Exactly.
Yeah. More of a
that's why I'm
thing,
referring
no,
to that.
No. Oh,
I'm not
yeah,
saying
okay.
It's true. That's why I'm referring
oh,
to
oh,
that.
Oh, okay.
And let me say, you guys, if this is true about the Sam and Michael storyline, God, bring it on, please. You know what I mean? Sam and Michael and the whole
I was reading that on the internet today. I said, you guys are kidding. I said, what kind of ludicrous thing? She's going to find him a hooker?
I think personally, he's
now
dead.
That's
he's
a role
gonna...
model.
Yes,
I know.
Jeez,
come on,
I know.
Jeez.
Okay, she accepts the living that Jason does, okay?
Yeah.
She accepts that he kills people, okay? And then she tries to do that for Michael. That, I don't know. I totally was starting to like Sam until she started getting back with Jason again. Now I'm starting to think, well,
I was starting
I don't
to
know.
Like her too before. I was starting to like her when she
yeah,
was.
Yeah, she was starting to get more of a, you know, self. She had more self-esteem and she was more independent by herself
yeah.
than she was with Jason.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I agree too. I was kind of liking her with Lucky, Greg Vaughn's Lucky, when they put them together.
Yeah, their scenes were pretty hot, sorry.
I know.
Actually
yeah,
I would like to see her with, who was that? That what's his name on One Life to Live? You know who I'm
Michael
talking about?
Michael Ethan's on the game.
Yeah, I would love, because I love those two on when they
me,
had Port.
Me too.
Port
yeah,
Charles.
I do too.
Yeah.
I loved those two. They were now she hasn't been hot like that with anybody else but him because
I don't know
what it is.
I know. I don't know why they thought they needed to throw Jason and Sam.
I'm thinking
throat,
maybe Sam
but...
should take a trip over to One Life to Live for a little while and have a
yeah.
little thing with it.
Yeah, yeah, really.
With John. Yeah.
I know.
You know, I mean, but, you know, if it's true about Wonder Woman, if Sam sleeps with Michael, I'm going to start laughing. I'm sorry, if that happens, you know, that will be, you know, one the nail on the head that breaks this couple. You guys, we need to boycott Home Alcohol. Whatever, because Kelly Monaco is doing a Hallmark movie, and I'm
that's
thinking,
terrible.
Wait a moment.
That's
I'm
terrible.
Like, yeah,
now,
yeah,
why,
yeah.
Why would you want to do that, Carly? Look, she's going to be off GH for a while, so why would you want to boycott? My God, let her go.
Oh, my God, because
and, I mean, and Kelly Monaco and Hallmark, something just doesn't sound right there. Hallmark is more
and
of a family.
Yeah,
now,
I know.
You know.
Yeah.
She goes
yeah, so
from a play.
Is,
she was in Playboy.
What kind of part is she gonna play?
To the Las Vegas thing that she did, you know, and all that.
I actually think, Kelly would leave if she had the opportunity to.
I know.
Yeah, maybe she will. Maybe
I mean,
she will.
We can help her pack. I mean, if that's what she wants.
Yeah,
to
I mean,
leave.
Right, yes. But, well, I think she'd do great in, like, movies and stuff if she.
I think so, too.
I don't know about that.
Well,
I don't think it's too many sets where you have to read your lines off the ceiling because apparently she never learned her lines or they have to go in the green room.
Did you ever watch Poor Charles?
Yes.
She never acted the way she does on right now. She was actually a better actress.
I think it's
the character. She can't get behind the character is the problem.
That's probably what it is, too, if you think about it. Just this character that she's been portraying, it's like she's so... They can't write her as an independent woman. She's always by his side. She can't have a scene without either Sonny or whatever. She can't have an independent life all on her own, you know. Yes,
you mean kind of like Robin can't have a scene without Patrick. I think it's a woman thing. On General Hospital right
it
now.
Is. They don't know how to write for a strong
I know,
woman.
I know.
The woman always has to depend on, I mean, even Liz. Liz isn't Liz anymore. You know, she hasn't been for years. Idiots, you know, and it's just terrible. I mean,
and you know, instead of Sam helping Sam's supposed to help Michael through what he's going through. Shouldn't Liz be the one to
You guys, we have another caller.
For Michael?
Oh, okay.
Robin should actually be the one, I would think.
307, you on mail?
Well, hello, ladies.
Hello, Bridget.
Hello.
Hi, Bridget.
Hello.
How you doing?
I had to call on the cell phone because the stupid Skype on Blog Talk is being stupid.
Oh, my gosh. Blog Talk is still messing up. Jeez.
Oh, it has its moment. One minute it's fine. Hello?
The other day it messed up with Christy telling me a new thing on Glee. She's doing her own Glee Radio Tuesday nights. And we were trying to do a test thingy on Friday afternoon. And the number they gave her would not work. And I was trying for like the complete 45 minutes or whatever. And it would not work.
Oh, my gosh.
I am supposed to be telling all my listeners, if you guys like Glee, Christy's having a Glee every Tuesday night, and it's so Glee. But she not sure if she's going to have an earlier layer because of the West Coast.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Well, it tests me out because I'm not a Gleer.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I love that show.
I'm sorry.
My daughter loves it. She said, I was watching it last night. I'm just not into the Glee.
I
think maybe for me it has something the fact that I worked in a high school, so I'm always, you know, around high school.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, I work with kids too, but I don't have to be a Glear.
Yeah.
Right.
They can keep their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I am very upset, ladies. Our Spartacus is not coming back because he got cancer back.
Yes.
Oh, wait, honey.
Our Spartacus from
my sister.
He's got cancer back.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's not coming back.
No.
Oh,
okay. And I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to wait. So, like, the show is, like, at a standstill.
Pretty cool.
I guess they don't know what they're going to do right
now.
Going to
do because
right
he's not coming
know.
Back because his lymphoma so, came back.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I'm very brokenhearted because I love. He was the show. He was it. I loved him.
Yes, he was. Man.
Yeah. So I'm very, very sad for him. I hope he recovers.
Yeah.
I feel for him. He's a young guy, and that's something that.
Yeah.
I feel for him. I hope everything comes back.
Yeah, what did he have?
He has lymphoma.
Hodgkin's lymphoma or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was gone, but it came back.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not coming back to Spartacus because he wants to get this.
Naturally.
I hope
that's
he beats
the, that's
it.
His life.
You know,
that's his life.
Yeah.
So he has to start the chemo.
Chemo again. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more invasive one, probably. If the first one didn't cut it, I'm sure they'll be doing a more invasive chemo or something.
He won't have radiation. I thought when you have that kind, you usually have radiation.
I don't know. Is it chemo radiation?
Yeah,
yeah, I said chemo.
I know. Okay.
Anyway.
That is sad.
It is sad because he's
very sad.
Awesome.
Very sad.
Yeah.
You know,
so.
Dexter comes back on
Sunday night.
Now, he had cancer. Was it the same kind or was it something different?
I'm not sure on him.
Mm-hmm.
But I know he's in remission.
Yeah.
The last thing I heard, he was in remission. And
yep. Yep.
God,
he was in remission when they had that. They had the award show last year. He was in remission then. So.
Good
anyway.
Bridget. Okay.
But,
man, that was a sad thing to hear. Man, I love Spartacus.
I'm sorry I didn't get the whole show, but I just wanted to put it out there because I got on the internet.
As you were talking, I went to do some research here on the computer, and yes, he was actually filming, doing some things for it, but...
Yeah,
he went on the Comic-Con panel this past year or whatever, or something earlier this year.
The guy has a great attitude about it. He's pretty upbeat about it, which is a good thing.
He's very in shape,
so he's. I mean, he's got a lot going for him. I hope he keeps it up, and I hope he has somebody to lean on.
Mm-hmm. That kind of
He could pick me if he doesn't.
Just have to have faith, you know.
Well, if he can beat it once, he can beat it again.
Yeah.
My grandfather had that back in like the 60s or 70s, where it was like it was more of a death thingy, and they got him the best doctor and gave him it came back for a little while, then it totally went away. And now I think, hopefully he can be it because, it's like every time you turn around lately, this week or the past couple of months, everyone, not all celebrities, but Michael Douglas and...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you got to understand, all these actors have to smoke in their movies. And if they don't smoke personally, they got to inhale that. I mean, everything they do, they got to do it. And it's a toll on their body. So you can't tell me they aren't going to get something from all the movies and everything else.
They had said that Michael Douglas was a heavy smoker all his life.
No. And if the scene calls for him being a smoker, that what can you do? I mean, I don't know how they go around giving him a fake cigarette or whatever. I don't know, but maybe it is a real one. I don't know. But a lot of that, wear and tear on your body is not good.
Well, I watched, last Sunday night, I watched the first episode of the Boardwalk Empire. It takes place in Atlantic City. It's on HBO. It's a mini series. I don't know how many episodes, but if you get a chance to watch it, it's very good. Very, very good. All this week I've been trying to find some shows to watch because usually I can't find good primetime shows. I only have a couple that I watch. But I think I'm going to watch Hawaii 5-0. I watched that the other night, and it wasn't bad. It was pretty good. So I'm just trying to find some decent primetime shows because the soap operas suck. Other than Y and R, I don't really watch any other daytime because it's terrible.
But why? I mean. I was watching my analysis last weekend with the whole Vicky and everything and the Victoria thing. I'm thinking, Victor, you are a jackass. You're a woman and jackass. You are a bastard that needs to be stopped.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the great Vicky.
I mean, to do that to your own daughter, I mean, I haven't seen this week's yet, but I hope she's going to take that job off for Ed DeBoe. I really hope she does because, she needs to be out of Victor the Ober because Victor is not a good little father. And but what I am enjoying, and there might be something wrong with me, you guys, is the whole Vivian in the coffin.
Oh, that is hysterical. That is hysterical. And Victor, I'd say, he is the comic relief. That man makes me laugh. He and I'm so glad. I knew Brady was going to lock her ass up in that coffin. I knew he was going to do that. And she's still in there. Now, Maggie found her earring or something, near the casket or something. And I don't know, maybe she's going to investigated, I don't know, but
I was just gonna say Maggie, don't investigate it. Not to be in this lie there. I mean she's done enough havoc to everyone and save them. Just hope. And, it's funny that this time around that is happening to Vivian because it just, but Brady got mad, and I'm like, oh, no, Brady's going to do it. Brady did it. Oh, wow.
I cracked up. I said, good for you. Good for you. Good for your butt. Now you know how other people feel, you experience it yourself.
Well, I was disappointed when I watched it with Ed DeBoe tunes. I know a lot of people don't watch it here. But let me tell you, that last day of it, it felt like a really flat ending. It did not tie up in the way it should have. You didn't see everyone together all at once like, they went into a month, not a year. I mean, I liked it how Guiding Light went into a year into it. And I don't know, Terry, how are you feeling toward the routines?
I don't know. I mean, I liked the Guiding Light end better. I mean, because I don't know. As the routines, they could have ended it maybe like a year into the future like Guiding Light did and bring back. Because Guiding Light brought back a lot of people
Yep.
And Azure, they didn't even have Emma there. They didn't have they could have brought back people all together and having their life, living their life. It was only like a month later. I mean, we could have seen. Because I'm a big Noah, I became a big Noah and Luke fan this past couple of months, or a month or so. So I kind of watched their story on the tube, on the YouTube. But they were never really given, even though Reed and Luke became popular, but I felt like since Reed died, they could have had Luke had a happy ending or something. But no, I mean, I just feel it could have ended on a better note.
I think that's terrible. I mean, first of all, it is bad enough that they're, kicking it off the air. But then couldn't they do a good thing for the fans?
Oh, wow.
And
you guys, General Hospital Buzz, did you need to go?
Yeah, I gotta go.
Okay, well,
let me. Are you gonna have a show? Are you gonna have a show coming up? Because I know you haven't had one for a while, but
yeah, life's been getting a little crazy.
Yeah, I know. We all know it. Since 2008. When you have, I had joined that Robin and Jason message board, so, and that's how I found your radio show. So,
So yeah, let me know. And
I was thinking about making one for next week, probably Tuesday of next week. I don't know what time you guys, you know, because I'm central, so it's almost 11 o'clock here.
Yeah, I know. Well, whenever you have it, just, you know, let me know, and I'll go on there since, you know, Jason and Robin will always be in my heart, so.
Okay, I'd be happy to have you listen. Happy to have you call in, actually. It would be nice.
Yeah, I will. Come again.
Okay.
All right. All right, have a good night,
ladies. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye. You know, Bridget, since you said that to me about Andy Whitfield, now I'm like all upset and sad.
Oh, okay, Brenda, thank you.
Yeah, it's bad. I know my sister told me, you know, she was telling me just a few days ago, and I said I was going to tell you guys, but then I had totally forgotten about it until Bridget brought it up. Because when June told me about it, I said, oh, my God, that's so sad, so sad. So the show is up in the air. Whether or not they're going to, you know, like they do a movie sometimes, shelve it or whatever you want to call it. I don't know what they're going to do, but I think they'll wait a while because, you know,
yeah.
I mean, it would sort of be tacky. He said, well, he's sick, he ain't coming back next. You know, they can't do that. So I think they will go ahead with the prequel, which starts in January, as to, you know, that was, you know, before Spartacus, and so I don't know what they're gonna do, but God bless them.
And you know, yeah,
I'll say a prayer for them because that's so sad. It's so sad. You just never know.
What was I gonna? But it's really one more day until Grey's Anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been counting
down the days. Tomorrow.
Yeah, I've been counting down the days all week because there's this, like,
I waited.
Yeah, I cannot wait for that. Private Practice either. And Brothers and Sisters. I mean, I'm glad shows are coming back now because, I mean, even though my TV is really full because, you know, I'm trying to watch everything.
Shirley, speaking of, I liked Hawaii 5-0. I just watched it today. It was on my TV.
Yeah, it's a pretty good show. He is so cute.
I know.
So even if the show sucks, I'm going to turn in and watch it, tune in every week just to see him. He's so cute. And I'm pulling for him because he just can't come out with a winner. First, his show, Moonlight, that was canceled. Then he had that doctor show on CBS that didn't last very long at all. And then he did that sucky movie with Jennifer Lopez. So I'm hoping that Alex O'Loughlin gets a hit, please, because he deserves it. He's a cutie pie, and he's a pretty good actor, too. But the show, I don't know whether it'll be as good as the original show was, because the original show was excellent.
Hold on, you guys.
What?
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Bridget.
Hold on.
Okay.
Bridget, are you there now?
You know, I'm starting to get offended, Carly.
I know, Bridget. Welcome to my world.
Everybody's ignoring me, and I'm like,
I know, that's how
on.
I feel. I'm
just going to listen and wait for her to realize I'm waiting to get on the line again. My phone, there's a certain spot in my house that it shuts me off.
Oh my God.
I hit the spot. So I called right back, and I'm waiting.
I know. That happens to me. I know. Welcome to my world.
Terry, you don't have to stall on me, too. I mean, you know, I was, like, listening. Oh, this business is getting note. Okay. Terry, I can't find him.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Billy. The devil there. Yeah, Bridget. There you go.
I'm sorry, both of you.
That's okay.
That's cool. Oh, by the way, what was I going to tell you? Oh, so with that week still coming back, I just...
Hey, Sherry, what did you think of the new Noah on YNR?
Oh.
Well, you know what? What show was he on?
I'm trying to think.
Because when he walked through the door, I said, I've seen this kid somewhere before. He's driving me crazy. Was he on another soap opera? I know I've seen him before.
Me too. I got a question.
He's better looking than the other Noah.
Mm, he is.
I don't know how he is. I mean, you know,
Do you guys watch B&B or just YNR?
I used to watch B&B long, long time ago when it first started. I didn't watch a lot of soaps for a while. And then I came back. And
they recast Thomas, Taylor, and Richard.
No.
He's pretty
darn cute. Oh, really?
Yep, he's pretty darn cute.
You guys, you know that Savon character on Zenner Hospital, Bridget? Have you seen it? Okay, doesn't she look familiar? Like, I've seen her somewhere.
Saban?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm telling you right now, her accent's real because she is from Ireland. But I'm sorry, Lucky's accent, he needs to go back to accent school.
It's pathetic. God.
It's bad. Kept wincing every time he was talking because I'm part Irish, I've heard the real accent, and that wasn't it. He can bring her back to Port Charles, and man boobs can have Brooklyn. So Liz can be ready and waiting when Brenda kicks Jason's ass back to her life.
Because
they did a reference of Italy yesterday, the same place he was going to take Liz on a vacation.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah.
But he was listening.
It is the same place. Is it really, Bridget?
Because if you go back to when him and Spinelli were making the plans, he describes to Liz that day he asked her to go where they were going, and it's the same exact place where he told Brenda yesterday.
You know, and it's funny, of course, I did watch that scene with he and Brenda, and I swear, I love their scenes. They have great chemistry that way. I don't see them as a lovers, but I just love their banter. But for some reason, that scene yesterday, I don't know. Well, anyway, whenever Steve is acting with anybody else other than Kelly, I'm sorry. He's so much
brings
better.
He brings it with everybody else but Kelly.
And just the way he was talking about it, like he, you know, how he gets that, you know, softness
look.
In his voice.
Well, he gets this look, too, in his eyes when he's talking about it. Like
yeah,
he's thinking about
look.
Somebody
yeah.
and it wasn't Sam.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, he, you know, he's got this expression when he's talking about, like he's thinking about something.
Mm.
And it just makes you think, well, I'm wondering if he's thinking about when he was thinking about taking Liz there, you know, or, you know, or. Because you never know. I mean, he can't be thinking about his fam and Ella taking her there.
No, that's one of the problems. If they could just show us once in a while that maybe a little thought here, a little thought there, they don't want to do that.
Today, when Murphy thought that him and Brenda were in love, oh, my God, my pop out when I was watching that on YouTube.
Oh,
I laughed so hard.
That happened.
I said,
this afternoon.
Yeah,
right?
Today.
Yeah,
I kept thinking, if you only knew, Murphy, if you only knew what he really thinks of Brenda.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, because I was reading, Spinelli, did Sam see that picture with Jason? And
yes, and those spoilers, that's another test to these spoilers. They are not 100% proof. They said that they were kissing, and they were not kissing.
Yes.
Jason was glaring at the photographer as Brenda was looking at him. There was no kiss on the cheek. Sam wasn't. Well, she kind of gave a look about it, but there was no big drama.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack saw the same picture on the Internet because him and Carly are back together now for about 5 more minutes until they blow up again.
Right.
And he calls Sam and tells her. Carly was supposed to be the one to tell her about the go over and gloat.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jack who calls and brings her over to the office. And tells her and shows her. And, of course, Sam brushes it off. Oh, you know, I don't know anything. All I know is Brenda's in trouble. And playing it like it's all A-OK.
Mm-hmm.
And Jax is the one that's worried.
Oh, wow.
And Sam makes a comment about, I know what this is. You want to be the savior. And Carly walks in just as Sam says that. She goes, I hope not, because we're, or something to the effect, we're back together, aren't we, Jax, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Jax looks like he swallowed the canary, like, oh, shit.
Oops.
I've been busted.
But
there was no, it was no big deal. I mean, seriously, Spin tried to keep it from her, like they said. But there was no kissing picture or none of that shit. These people that spoil things are idiots. I'm sorry. They are dumb as a box of rocks.
I don't know why, you know, because I very seldom read any of this spoils. What I'm reading is what is in the recaps, and I'm reading whatever the poster said. Well, I saw in a spoiler here, and they're kissing. So I said, I have to see this.
And she was supposed to be supposedly drugged, too, when this happened. She wasn't drugged unless they're doing it later. Unless they're doing it this week, the end of this week or next week. But she's supposed to be drugged.
We have another call, you guys. Hi, you're on the air with us.
Hi, it's Cece. I'm here. I figured I'd call in because I was late.
I am so glad you did. How are you? I mean,
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm just sitting here trying to listen because I know at least you guys will go off into, like, a little bit later into the show after, like, so I can hear it.
Well,
so how are you?
We have been talking about Sam and, you know, how the spoilers said, you know, Jason and Brennan was going to be kissing. And there was no kiss. Oh, Robert. But I'm feeling for Brenda's Sam's insecurities. It's going to happen. I'm just sitting back and waiting for her to have a little meltdown, and my day will be happy.
Well, wasn't it supposed to be Molly Day, too, with her coming to Sam about the picture and all this crap? And I'm like, Okay.
So none of that
what's
happened.
What's so bad about it? He's frowning at the photographer like he doesn't want to be there.
And
he doesn't. He's in a monkey suit, which he doesn't want to be in the first place. He's with his ex-wife that he can't stand. And, I mean, how can you be insecure about that? I mean, like...
Well, I didn't really watch it. I just watched it on the day of Spin.
Because now Spin has started his Brenda love. I mean, he is all over Brenda now. He's pimping her like you and believe.
Oh,
he might go in a tunnel when he sees her finally.
I don't know how I should feel about this because in one way I love how Spinny likes to be Brenda, but why can't he pimp me? I mean, that's enough. I mean, he's buying her flowers. He bought her some really pretty pink roses, okay? And I know it's crazy, but, you know, buy me the roses, not Brenda. Brenda has all the men. I'm just being funny.
Yeah, but you don't realize, though, Carly, he does this with every one of Jason's women. I mean, he fondles all over them, every single one. He did it with Liz. He did it with Sam. He's done it with Carly.
You know
he's done it with every woman. Robin.
Yeah.
He's done it with Robin. So every woman he does it for because of Jason is what he does it for. Because Jason is
that's his love. That's his love. Not the women. It's Jason.
Oh, you guys, we have 2 more minutes, but you know, I just
hey. What did you think of what Carly said to Sam the other day? She said something to Sam the other day about how she kind of, you know, she can't have, it's all about her, whatever, you know.
I know, I was pissed. I'm sorry. That was shit.
I'm calling the kettle black here.
That pissed me off with her, with the way they had her say that. That is so selfish of her to say that.
Yeah.
I was pissed.
I know, and I was like, wait.
I love Carly, and you guys know I do, but boy, after I watched that scene,
I couldn't believe they wrote that for her.
Yeah,
I'm like, you have got to be kidding me.
She probably doesn't either. I tell you, they have just about ruined every character on that show.
The only
one that's really interesting is Lisa and Robin and Patrick, because this week she gets in that crack with Emma. Where's Emma? Emma goes missing, and then she falls. I guess she's supposed to be running away from her, and she falls into a well.
Ooh, a Robin
and
does?
I think Mac is supposed to find her, not Patrick.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Lisa's...
Who?
Robin. This next week with the promo, she's taking those tranquilizers, and she's driving with Emma, and she wrecks. And she's waking up and says, don't touch me. And I'm the spoiler, would like they are 100% reliable because of today's show.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Says she runs away from her somehow and falls into a well. But Lisa knows where she's at and leaves her there. And that's when Stone comes to her next week, I think.
For 2 days.
They said Patrick was supposed to find her, but they also said Mac was supposed to find her. So I'm not sure which one finds her.
Who knows?
But Patrick goes to Mac and tells him that Emma are missing.
The thing about this whole Lisa thing is, you know, it's refreshing, and I'm like, God, when did Lisa get... Because, there's a story that Steve finds something very gruesome in the hospital stairway, too, next week.
Yeah, that nurse that she had get those tranquilizers, because she's asking questions today. She was getting in her face about them having... about what's going on with those tranquilizers. And I bet you Lisa kills her, so she doesn't say anything.
Lisa,
and that's when Steve finds her in the stairwell, supposedly. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but that's what the breakdown was supposed to be.
She's a real nut.
Oh, she's a fruitcake, and she does it so well.
Well, good.
And then Matt went off on Patrick today about flirting with Lisa, going to the Jakes with her, and then he goes to see Robin, and Robin explains to him what's going on. But see, there was supposed to say that Lisa was supposed to overhear their conversation, but she overheard Maxie and Patrick talking about it.
Wow.
See, that's how everybody gets so worked up over these damn spoilers, and none of them come out the way the breakdowns are somewhat true. But the scene doesn't even play out with the spoiler.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. What was I going to and then another actress the other day I looked at her, and I don't remember what TV show it was, but I feel for the last couple of weeks they've been showing me like old actresses that I know, but when I see their face, I know they've been on something, but then I don't remember at all.
Fine.
Oh, Cherry?
Yeah.
Cherry?
Yeah.
You okay? What was that news show you were watching? Because one of them got canceled.
Oh, which one?
One of them got canceled already?
What? Okay.
Yeah,
Lone Star?
Oh, I heard it was. Oh, Jamie Gideon was giving it hell. He didn't like it at all.
Which show, Carly? I mean, yeah, which show?
I thought it was Lone Star.
Well,
one of them.
That wasn't that great of a show, but I thought I'd check it out. The only new shows that I've really watched are Lone Star, Hellcats. Oh, gosh. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. I know there's one in the tip of my tongue, but I can't.
I know.
Come on. Tell me. Now I'm curious.
Oh, God, now. Okay. Can you guys name some new fall TV shows, you guys?
Well, the ones that I've watched, like I said earlier, I watched Hawaii Five-0.
Okay.
I've watched Detroit 187, which is good.
I heard that was good. Yeah, I missed it.
I watched this show on USA last night. It's called Chase, and you know who's in it?
Oh.
The blonde chick who played.
Yes.
Dixie's sister, when she was in
the show. Yeah, she used to be on the show for two.
She's a little actress, man. She's good.
She used to be on All My Children.
Yes, I know. That's what
she
I
was
said.
Yeah.
She was, yeah.
Okay,
she's the star of the show.
Yeah, she used to be in Fusion with the girls.
Yeah, you know, because
then
she
was
killed
off.
She was Dixie's sister. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she was killed, yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, watch it, because she's good in it. She's good.
Yeah,
I
heard
very,
really
very
good reviews about it.
So, what else did I look at? That's about it. Oh, and I watched Dancing with the Stars. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hasselhoff got kicked off for Shining.
I know. Well, Terry, let's face it, he sucked. He was awful. He's awful. Oh, my gosh.
And
she
I heard Jennifer
really
Grey
bad.
Is in the top spot.
Oh,
dancing moves.
Yeah, well, you know, Derek, who I love, he's such, to me, he is the best male dancer, Derek.
Yeah.
And, they are very good together, yeah.
Yeah, I feel sorry for her when she broke down.
Because of the song that
Patrick,
they were dancing off of. Yeah, I said,
wow. Yeah, because they were pretty good friends, I thought.
And then
I felt bad for that one gal, that tall guy. She had the highest heel shoes she could get.
Rick Fox.
She's still too tall or something like that to him.
Rick is 6'7", And Cheryl must buy something.
Yeah,
I don't
poor
know.
Girl.
Oh my gosh.
And he, but I tell you, for really, he's so graceful.
Yeah, Cherry is long stuff.
I had a feeling because that's the only new show that I've really watched, and I had a feeling it wasn't.
How long had it been on, Cher?
One episode.
One day. One
that's
episode.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was a one-day
really
wonder. It must have really been bad. Oh, my gosh.
The show was a guy living two lives. He was, like, in love with two women. He was having two lives, and he was married to two women and whatnot.
Oh, gosh.
Speaking about two lives, that's the other new show that I watched. That I watched it on Hulu. And I watched the event because I wanted to see what is all about.
Yes.
So I watched it, and I don't know. It looks like one of them shows where something happens and a whole bunch of people, you know, are doing different things when it happens, and they all come together. And it sort of reminds me of Lost and Heroes and Flash Forward, those kind of shows that I said, I don't know.
Is it worth
watching? I said, I don't know what I'm going to have with this. So I'll watch it next week and see if it's any,
Cece, have you been watching any fall TV shows, or are you excited for any other TV, like new fall shows to come back, or? Cece? Cece, on your Chris phone.
I'm here. I'm listening.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I stopped to put my, because I was washing my face while we're talking on the phone here. But you guys need to know that. Your radio station needs to know that. But
thank you for letting us know. That's
no, believe me, Cece, we've heard other noises.
Don't feel bad. We've heard people flushing toilets and everything, so you are right at home.
And we're not naming names.
And no, we're not.
I've heard that, too. I've heard the toilet flush on there. I've heard you guys, the dogs in the background.
What do you mean?
Hey, at least we can't say we don't have fun on this show, I tell you.
Oh, boy. Oh,
my gosh.
Okay.
Well, my thing is, it's like, okay, you know, I mean, it's one thing for just like a whole bunch of girls, but who else is calling? Who else is listening?
Are you excited for the fall season? Is there any TV show watching right now, or are you like?
Now I like the Robin and Patrick and Lisa thing, because Lisa's good. I mean, she's like a wax doll, but her acting, she's awesome.
She could be a good actress.
She
makes a perfect psycho.
Exactly.
Because she has that look. I mean, it's all in her eye.
She plays perfectly.
You know, and I'm liking, you know, the Brenda, Jason, and what's that lady's name? Murphy? Is that her? The lady, Val.
I don't think Murphy will be coming to PC. I could be wrong, but I don't think he's on for that long. Maybe I'm wrong, but
I think he said he only was going to be on for like 6 or so. They had him on longer, but only for like 6 weeks or 6 shows,
okay.
6 segments or something to that effect. He was only supposed to be on for like the first part, but then they asked him to stay longer to
finish.
So I don't know. Yeah. So.
And then, you know, I like whatever her name is, the lady that's with Brenda. I like her. Because it's funny because she was all wearing a dress. I thought that scene was really
cute.
She's
all smitten with Jason.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny.
Yeah.
Brenda getting on her. Are you on pharmaceuticals? She says, I've got guys laughing.
So that part was really cute. And, you know, the Brooke and Nicholas thing is kind of interesting. I'm kind of glad that he's off of Liz a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
I just hope when she comes back, they don't portray her as jealous of Brooklyn and Nick. That would really irritate me.
Yeah.
I mean, they need to get her on her own and get her a storyline without the two booby brothers
and get on with it. Okay, I have a question. If they were really doing the correct ages of everyone, wouldn't Brooklyn be older than Dylan? I was just thinking about everyone's ages, like, one day I was bored. I'm thinking, are we teenagers? Should really not be teenagers. I mean, they really age Christina and Molly.
Yeah, she would be older than Dylan.
Cameron is older than frickin' Molly, and Molly is aged. Cameron was born way before Molly was.
Well, okay.
She was with, Cameron should have been aged older than Molly because Cameron's older than Molly.
Yeah, well, how come they don't age him? I'm sort of surprised at that because usually by now they usually age the kids. But
that's what perturbed me. They aged Molly, but they didn't age Cam because Cam is, Alexis didn't have Molly till, what, a year or two after Cameron. So he should be in high school or in whatever now, too.
Because Molly was born, I mean, she wasn't born in the train when the train crash happened, but didn't Alexis water break when the train, you know, that train thing, the train crash of...
Yeah, she was born in the crash. Yeah, after the crash, Yeah.
So I'm like,
remember
Robin
had to deliver her because she was going into labor.
Because
Alexis almost died, remember, because she lost so much blood.
Yeah, that's right.
So technically Molly should be like 5 years old right now, huh?
Yeah, she shouldn't be aged. Cameron should be aged,
so where's
not
Spencer?
Molly.
What happened with Spencer?
And Spencer should be older than what he is, too, because, shoot, it's been since, what, 2002? And now he should be at least 10. He should be at least 9 or 10 now, and he doesn't look 9 or 10.
You know, it's like what they do on Days of a Life, you know, having Bill, Brady, Philip and Sean. And Abby, they really screwed up on Abby's age because I thought Abby and Sean Douglas were just only a couple of years apart. I mean, I could be wrong, but
I can't remember when they had Abby. But, I know, Sean Douglas was way older than Abby should have been.
Yeah, and what I really like is on One Life to Live, though, they never really age still. I am just glad they didn't do it, just like they didn't really age Jessica until Aaron Topi left, and, you know, I mean,
and they didn't Buchanan Boy either. He's been the same character since the beginning, too. He's grown with the show, too. I mean, that just irks me how they do that. It's like, gosh, people, and Christina shouldn't be 2 years younger than Michael. Michael is way older than Christina.
Yeah, because Michael was
born in 99 or 2000 when he was born. So gosh, he should be only in his, not even in his teens yet. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, what was I going? Oh, Chill, you still here?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah.
But no, I just think it's stupid how they do that on a lot of the soaps. I mean, they age them, like, you turn around for a minute and they are age coming home from college. I mean, they really age Noah, and Noah and Abby on Y&R were kind of close in age, though. I don't know how many years apart Noah and Abby are, but it's strange how they age them.
Well, it looks like Abby's older than Noah. And Noah was at least 10, or he was at least 4 or 5 years older than Abby.
Yeah, so, I mean,
they chose Tim.
you know, that just, when they do that, it's like, wait a moment.
It just messes with the whole thing. It just messes with the whole story because, I mean, I'm sure they need to get older characters to give them stories and stuff, but geez, do they have to throw some so dang old that it's unbelievable to the show?
Yeah.
Exactly.
They figure the audience won't notice, or they won't care.
Lulu is way younger than Brooke too. She shouldn't be that older either because
she should be
still in her teens too.
And you know, another one that I will never understand was on Days of Our Life, Cassie. Well, I have to take a nap in the baby pub, and she never came back down. You go out to take a nap, and then you're taking a 7 or 8 year long nap. Okay, if I could take a 5 year nap. Okay, it just
makes them look so stupid. It's like we don't realize or watch the show to see the history and the dates these people were conceived and how much longer is that little Faith going to be cirrhosed to be a teenager? I mean, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even Stella's daughter should be still really young.
A teen, yeah.
I mean, she looks like she's a kindergartner, and she should still be at least. I don't know. Didn't Phyllis have the baby like what 2 or 3, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, ladies, I'm going to cut it short because I got to get up early with my daughter tomorrow. But you, ladies, enjoy the rest of your evening.
Yeah, and come back.
Okay.
All right, night, ladies. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know what? I think I'm going to call you at midnight, too, and I will call you at midnight like I always do, okay?
I know. So have fun taking it, okay? I won't say it, but.
Okay. All right, bye.
Okay.
Bye, Sarah.
Bye.
Night.
Okay, you guys, I just thought maybe we should get, okay, I really want Victor and Megan together. I want them to hurry up and do this, because I love them together. I mean, you know, it just says that older generations still can't have love stories.
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
And
what story are you talking about? Maggie and Victor?
Maggie and Victor, I love them together.
They are. Victor is such a hoot. He makes me laugh. He's so funny. And I was cracking up because Vivian, she just everything goes over her head. Doesn't she realize?
She is clueless.
Sander.
I know. I mean, he's dancing around. She's gone, and she's like, "Oh, you love me, oh Victor." My gosh! And I hope they nail Stephanie too. I can't wait till they nail her ass to the wall. She's losing it. They need to knock her out.
I mean, now they think that Daniel might have changed
the results.
The paternity.
She's going to open her mouth, and he's not going to be the one that did it. He's going to find out.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to get her butt in a lot of trouble.
She's such a
DR. You know who I'm liking, and I'm not saying they should be a couple, but I love when Brady and Melody have the scene together because they're kind of cute together in a friendship way because, you know, I love it when Melody's like, Maggie's leaving town, and I don't like it, and, you know, someone needs a help, and, you know, when Brady found out Vivian was going after Maggie. Holy shit. I mean, I've never seen Vivi get so mad. And
he was funny.
Why was Vivian having a service for Isabella? That's why. Can someone explain that to me? Because she's
been I'm not that sure, but it
was her master plan.
Right,
she made
that
esophagus so she could put Maggie in it. So she used Isabella's memory for her plan. She buried Isabella's remains in a freaking pet cemetery. That's what pissed him off. Because that's what he found out. He found out
that's
that Isabella's remains were in a pet cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of Maggie, that's when he lost it. And that's why he put her in that esophagus.
So
he used Isabella as a front. So she could get Maggie in there.
Mm-hmm.
And made all this happen.
Because she had the cameras set up and this feeding tube.
I didn't want to kill her.
I didn't want to kill her. No, I just wanted to, to teach her a lesson.
You know, I love how, Brady really, looks out for Maggie. I mean, they are so close, and it's like Vivian is the evil. Victor made the divorce the best now because, I guess Melissa Reeves has started taping her scenes.
Scott put it on his Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I cannot wait.
Now, when does Becky come out? When are her scenes? In a couple of weeks? She's already filmed?
She started taping, too. The same day Melissa Reed started taping. They started the same day.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Because
Scott Reed tweeted, going to work with Becky, and Melissa starts taping days.
I'm just glad that Jennifer
so bad for Hope. Oh my gosh, she's getting her ass kicked in prison.
I know.
Okay. This is the thing that Terry and I were talking about. Why I read this book, I don't know if it's true, but Hope is gonna now want to see she's gonna not want to see Bo or who? She's gonna not want to see Bo or who Dado, and that's not how Hope is. I mean, I don't trust this Rodin or whatever you call it. Who's in the video? She seems kind of fishy to me. I mean, what did you guys think? Because
I tell you, she got a job real quick. I said because she's a good actress. After she left Y&R, boy, the Days of Our Lives just zapped her up too, boy, I tell you.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. I had questions about her, but, I mean, what do you want? She's in a women's prison. I mean, I don't know. But I didn't see all of it today. I only saw a part of it. Did Bo go? Bo hasn't gone to the prison, right? Because didn't he
got a call saying she was in the hospital, and he was he was going to help her, but I don't know if he went or not.
I didn't get to see today's show. Yet. Oh, okay. I'm not sure. I'm sure they'll get back together eventually. I guess maybe for November sweeps, maybe they're saving it for then. I don't know. But he's still with Carly.
Yeah, but Carly's getting insecure, too, because he keeps talking about it. And Sierra don't want to be around her. She don't want to live with Bo. She wants to go live with Victor because she don't like Carly.
But I thought she was trying to, or is she faking? I thought she was trying to be nice to Carly. Is she being?
I don't know.
Tell her, well, you can't talk to Carly like that. I don't know. But
you guys, I was looking. I was looking at CBS.com soaps in depth just now.
Yeah.
And it would not let me, it would not let me on for a second. It was like saying it caught a virus.
A virus? Oh, well, be
careful. Oh, a virus?
You don't want to mess up your computer.
Yeah, my notion.
Yeah, be careful with those.
Be very careful. If
they say a virus,
don't even go on it. And you know
what? It
always happens to soaps and Zeps, because that is not the first time that that's how. I don't even go to, well, I don't even read those things anymore. I used to go to Sid and Soap Opera Digest and all of that. I don't even bother with that anymore. But soaps and Zeps, they seem to have a virus problem for whatever reason. Yeah, that's not the first time that's happened.
Because I think maybe it'll be over soon, and they are having their last fan event this weekend.
Well, did you see the spoilers in RTN about Jason and Brenda having sex? Because he's so forlorn about
Sam
being lost at sea.
Crap.
I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Lost at sea. Oh, please.
See, it's supposed to be written off of the movie, though.
I'll believe it when I see it, because I've heard Hallmark's going under.
Really?
That's what somebody said on RTN. Did you read that, Shirley? Somebody said that Hallmark was going to hell.
I don't know.
And you can't tell me that little hoochie mama doesn't know when her damn contract's up, because she keeps telling people that she don't know when her contract's up.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
Everybody knows when their contract is up.
Come on.
Exactly.
Don't be dumb. That's bull. But as far
so you
as
can't
but
tell
when
me.
I read that, but, right? But when I read about Hallmark and Kelly Monaco, it just didn't seem to go together. I said, Hallmark is oriented.
I said,
now what is she going to do?
I'm sorry, this hooker for Michael Bologna. Oh my gosh, this is pathetic. Mm-hmm. They need to. It just makes her even more stupid than she already is.
I don't know. I don't get that. I mean, I don't get that. Is she aware of the fact that something happened to him while he was in prison?
Apparently Jason's not talking to her because Jason knows. So apparently he isn't filling her in on everything of his life, because if she knew that, she wouldn't be doing that crap.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But apparently that's Sam's character. She's an idiot.
You know, the more they make her look like the trash she is, sometimes I get happy. I'm like, oh, okay, but I'm glad Liz is back, and they're the rumors that they're going to cast Sarah. And I'm like, okay, why bring Sarah back? I mean, I'm sorry, but you
I don't think
enough-
they are, Carly. I think that's a
okay.
bunch of...
They're not using the ones they've got. I thought they were suffering for money.
Yep.
Then how can they afford to bring on all
yeah,
the 2001 big characters?
I guess
I
five people.
Well, also, I heard they were thinking about canceling AMC to put in something else or something. Did you read that on RTN too?
I read that. I'm so pissed off.
They have changed my time for YNR too. Now it's at 11 o'clock here instead of 10. Because they put Let's Make a Deal on at 10 o'clock.
Okay, I'm gonna ask a stupid question.
I was ticked. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Oh wow.
Okay, I don't want to seem stupid, you guys. But here, Let's Make a Deal is on CBS.
Well, it is. And they put it on at 10 o'clock. Y&R for me was at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And then it was AMC at 11, One Life to Live at 12, and GH at 1. And GH and Days of Our Lives were on at the same time in my channels. Well, now they switched YNR, Let's Make a Deal on at 10 and YNR at 11, and then AMC at 12, One Life to Live at 1, and GH at 2. I don't know if they changed Days of Our Lives or not. I haven't. I only watch it on SoapNet when I get home.
Well,
I was ticked. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
They haven't changed my time since I moved here. I mean, 1 o'clock is a YNR, and on CBS and on ABC, it's All My Children, and on NBC, it's Days. Those three are on at the 1 o'clock, and then at 2 o'clock, there's One Life to Live, and then at 3 o'clock is GH.
Well, yeah, here is 11 o'clock for YNR, 12:30 for B&B, and then on NBC, Days is on the 1, ABC, All My Children is on the 12, One Life is on the 1, and VH is on the 2. So
they've messed my whole viewing schedule, little suckers.
Isn't that terrible when they
I get used to a certain time.
That.
So,
exactly.
Cause see, I have to be on the bus at 3. I mean, the other ones are fine. But if I have a trip, I can still catch YNR and maybe AMC and One Life to Live, and then I don't give a shit about GH. I just watch it on YouTube.
Right.
Did you have a DVR or a TiVo?
No, I got Dish, but I never got the DVR package or none of that. So I can watch it on SoapNet until they shut it off. But can always watch it on YouTube or because see, I don't want to watch it on the ABC or ABC.com because it counts on your ratings. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't, I'm sorry. I don't, they don't deserve it.
Yeah.
No,
they've totally trashed my soap.
Yeah, does it count on SoapNet when you watch it on SoapNet? You guys did the ratings?
Yeah. It starts on at 5. I start, YNR starts at 5. AMC's at 6. One Life to Live is at 7. GH is at 8. And Days is at 9. And then I bypass GH, but I watch Days at 9. And then they replay it again. But
you know what's so funny?
They don't deserve my rating. I'm sorry. They can bite me.
And remember you guys next week, they're going to sell vintage YNR for a whole week.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
See, I can go to YouTube and watch a vintage YNR because YNR has their own channel on YouTube. I can just go.
Oh, really?
Why do they wait? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
To be honest, I was so disappointed, you guys, with how the ad the routine went off. I was, I'm like, that's crappy. It was really weird how they did it. It was really, really, Bridget, are you having a good time on the bus, or is anything, exciting happen on the bus or anything?
No, it got cold today. We had rain. I don't know if it's still raining, but it looked like it was snowing on the mountains, and it got dang cold. I've been trying to not put my heater on because I've been enjoying my $20 gas bill.
Wow.
Finally today I had to turn it on a little bit because I was freezing my little tushy off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's getting a little cold here, too. I mean, and today is the first day of fall, right?
Yes, it is. And it's official. It's fall.
Yeah.
It's fall everywhere else but here because it's still 90-degree weather here.
Well, when the daylight's when the daylight saving thing comes
back, it falls back in October.
Yeah, well, that's when Grandma hates it because she has to be home before dark because my parents don't want her, like, driving dangerously. And
right,
so,
right.
Yeah,
yeah.
So even though she has a cell phone, it's just, you know, it's safe or not. And she goes, I hate October through, like, you know, until and because she cannot, you know, drive herself out all at night. And if she's babysitting the grandkids, my brother takes her home, and she goes, I feel not independent. I'm like, Grandma, it's better than they drive you than you get in a really bad, stupid wreck, and you don't want that. But so here we don't look forward to the time. I mean, you don't really have to do the time thing, because in Arizona, they don't.
Oh.
So I was reading about Grace tomorrow night. It looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
And so does Private Practice.
Yeah. Now, you know, mm-hmm. I've only watched this Private Practice just a handful of times. You know, I just can't, I don't know, for some reason I can't hook on to that. I watched a couple of episodes. I guess they were pretty good, but I just couldn't hang with them. It's just Grace for me. Yeah, I don't know why, but I just can't get into them, you know. I don't know. I said maybe I'll try, but I don't know. But
yeah, I mean, I like Grey's Anatomy. Yeah, I mean, you know, I can't wait for to see what, you know, who I'm most worried about this season is Dr. Bailey. I mean,
I know. She was the one
who
got
an Emmy.
She souped
got
so
an
bad
Emmy for that scene, boy, because she she was fantastic. I said, you go, girl.
And I hope she puts that up on the Emmy reel for that, because
she
did an
that
exceptional
was the Emmy. To me,
job.
Give that woman that Emmy. Give it
and
to
if they
her.
Don't pick that scene, those scenes with her for her Emmy reel, oh, gosh, they are bypassing that.
You know,
oh, that
Grace,
would just.
Yeah, they haven't, Grace hasn't been doing too good in the Emmy department anymore. I mean, at one time, they were, you know, they were doing really well, but. You know, so many other shows coming up, and they don't even get any kind of recognition. So I don't know.
No, but it's weird because they have been so good lately, and the past year I love them. So it's like, wait a moment. You know, I mean, I think they did the Van Bailey. Oh my gosh! You know when Bailey lied and said, you know, that she wasn't a doctor. I did not blame her. I could see why.
I don't blame her either. Shoot, that's her life. That's it.
And
oh, you know, one thing. I saw a couple of banners. They had a banner up on RTN with the Alias with Sydney.
Yeah,
and
I miss
that
show.
I
loved Alias. I
love that show. I love me.
What show are we talking?
Huh?
What TV show are we talking about?
Alias.
Oh,
I loved Alias.
Oh, my gosh.
Jennifer Garner did a very excellent job
she was
with
fabulous.
That show.
Now, there's a so-called similar show, or I call some of the mark off of Alias. It's called Covert Affairs, but I'm sorry.
I love it. They just
it
did the season finale.
Yeah, I saw it.
Covert. I like that show.
I
it's a good show.
But I know, but it's still not Alias. I mean, it's good, but it's not Alias. And I think they were trying to only she isn't a double agent, whereas Sydney.
No,
was.
She's just
so
CIA.
She's just CIA. But I watched that show. I'm trying to find me some primetime show, and that was pretty good. That was pretty good as it all. In fact, the guy from Heroes, you know, the Indian guy, he's in it.
Yes.
Yeah, he's gorgeous. Oh my God, he has such a beautiful face to me.
Uh huh.
He has a fabulous face. Yeah.
And what's his, I can't remember his name, the blind one, he does an excellent job being blind. You cannot tell he's not blind.
Yeah, not. Well, I didn't know he was blind until with some scene. I said, that guy can't see. I said, he's blind. I said, wow. He knows the smells and the sounds. They said that's your senses become sharper. But he is awesome.
Yeah, he plays a blind guy very well.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty good show now. That's a pretty good show.
Law and Order SVU had their season opener tonight, and that is one show I am, like, also looking forward to because the season finale was really good.
How long have they been on television? For 50 years now, it seems that way. They got so many different variations. Law and Order, Law and Order, that, Law and Order, Law and Order.
Yeah, but so does CSI, too, I mean.
Yeah, I know. They're getting carried away. I mean, geez. CSI New York, CSI Miami. Vegas was the original one, and
correct.
I am
loving The Glades. Have you seen that yet, Shirley?
Yeah, I think you'd like it.
It's a
really
good show, but you got to watch it from the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, and you can get online and watch it on the website.
It sounds like it is Florida. Everglades. That's what it sounds
like. It is.
They
film it in Florida.
It's
from Florida. Yeah, it is. I love it. I'm
so
very addicted
does it
to
come
it.
On?
Andy.
Andy
channel. Friday? Isn't it Friday nights?
I thought it was Sunday.
Sunday?
Or is it Sunday? I know they play the season or the show's over. But I can't remember if they do them from the beginning or just certain ones. Maybe this Sunday. I can't remember. If I miss it, I catch up on it on the Internet because they have all the episodes on their A&E channel.
Oh, well, maybe I'll get on there and I'll
you should try
it.
You should watch it, see if you like it. Sure, I love it. I absolutely.
Okay.
Of course, Matt Passmore is, he is just flipping fine, that man. I've watched him he's from Australia.
He was on an
Australian show that I loved called McLeod's Daughters, and he is.
Oh, yeah, that was a miniseries, wasn't it? Oh, I saw that.
Yes, I love that show.
That was very good, yeah.
And I got all 8 seasons on DVD before they quit it.
Oh, wow.
His real-life girlfriend, Jody that played on McLeod's Daughter, she's in she'll be in this week's episode, and she was on 2 weeks ago she was on, 2 or 3 weeks ago she was on. Yeah.
Really?
So they're both on there, yes.
Oh, I must check it out then. I must check it out.
Usually I don't want Sunday to come because it's the end of the weekend, but this week I wanted to come because I want to know what happened after the crash. I want to know if Holly is alive on Brother and Sister. You know what I mean? Because she did not look that good, did she, when it ended on the season finale of Brothers and Sisters. Holly did not look well, but, you know, I mean, and I just saw the season premiere of that. I saw it last Saturday, and, oh, my God, it was really good, and how the dad died in the pool, that was heartbreaking.
Aww.
You know, I haven't watched, I watched that show one time, and that's it. Early on when it first started, and I haven't watched it since. I said I was going to look at it because Jills is on there, and that is one fine French man. He is good.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I don't care who he plays. I don't care what the storyline is about. I just want to sit and look at this man because he is awesome. He is so sexy. But,
well, yeah, I mean, I think, I mean, also, I forgot the dancing was on last night.
I did, too. I missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on. It was on. And it'll be on next week. But, to me, last season was the best. They had the best dancers. They had,
yeah.
Last season was awesome. You know, this season, it's aight, as they say, but last season was really great, really great.
Did you see what Florence Henderson did?
What happened to Florence?
Like, she said and so did Bra and said.
Oh, I saw that. Oh, well, 76 years old, nobody really wants to see that, Florence. Keep it down, baby. Keep it down. Yeah, she raised up her top.
Wow.
I said, Florence, nobody wants to see that. Come on. Come on, Flo. Oh, jeez.
I mean, so it just, at least not a lot of shows. I mean, a lot of shows are coming. But I can't believe after one, so they canceled Lone Star. They didn't even wait. They just canceled it, like, really quick.
Apparently, the ratings sucked on it, so if they...
They must have really been bad.
if they figured nobody's watching it, why spend all that money?
All
and I don't
money,
blame them.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to
yeah.
spend all that money on a show that's not going to do anything.
That's right.
I mean, that's
exactly.
just pointless. I mean, why waste money? The economy sucks.
The economy's bad. That's right.
You know,
so.
Let's find something that's actually going to be moneymakers instead of sucking you dry.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for the actors because they work
they're
hard
to be
to
out,
make it a success.
Yeah, that's the sad
But on the
part.
Other hand, if it's not, if the audience isn't going to like it, it's
oh,
not
well.
Going anywhere, mm-hmm. you know?
You know, it's
we're
funny.
The,
I
we're
was
the
thinking,
consumers. We're the ones watching this stuff.
Really? I was thinking about GA the other day and how bad they are. I said, boy, I'd feel bad for them if they canceled the show. But I wouldn't feel bad for the powers that be. I feel sorry for the actors, you know.
Oh, I do, too, having
but,
to deal with their idiocy.
Like, but then, you know, I'm not going to sit and watch a show because I'm afraid that, you know, well, they might get canceled. I don't care about that. That's the sad part. Then I was thinking, I said, hey, maybe if they get canceled, maybe Steve and Becky can do their own little show, you know, like on web TV, you know, have Jason and Elizabeth Hour. I would watch it.
Well,
yeah, no doubt.
I would watch it. Oh, boy.
But, you know, just like that scene today or the other day about Ailey, you know, I know a lot of people don't want to believe it until it's on the screen, but I think if they get rid of the trash that is there and if she does go work on that movie or whatever, you know, have her not come back. People, have Sam not really presumed dead. Let's have Sam be really, really dead, please, because...
Yes.
You know, you guys,
I think they're mad at Natalia Livingston because from what I hear, she keeps tweeting her business on Twitter.
Yeah,
she's
what,
gonna,
is,
they
what is her problem? She seems like a ditz. I mean, what is her problem?
Wait,
I
haven't heard about this, but she just...
Well, she tweeted that apparently her and Kelly had meetings with the big wigs, and Kelly tweeted, you guys are nuts. No, it's not about GH, na-na-na-na-na. It's about other projects. Yeah.
Wait. Okay, you said Natasha Livingston.
Oh, I forgot.
That's why I was getting kind of confused.
Natasha's gone anyway, but anyway, but she keeps posting what she's posting, and they're going to kick her ass out the door.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, there's some things. They watch those Twitters. I mean, seriously, think about it. And I think she does it just to see how far she can go.
I was reading where Steve was tweeting something about Brenda, you know, about having more scenes with her or something like that. I said, wow. I said, wow, when is he going to have a scene with Kelly? I don't think he tweets that. I mean, from what I'm
reading.
Oh,
he hasn't for a while.
No.
But, you know, with the last fan event, I just have a feeling that the fan won't be a couple for long. And, you know, when that happens, you guys, we are going to have a nice little party on the air tonight. I don't care if it's like a Friday night.
Fringe starts tomorrow too. Oh shit! I hope it doesn't interfere with my grades and practice.
But wait, the Fringe, what station is on? Is it
It's on Fox, but it starts tomorrow too. Shit!
It's
8, 9, 8 Central. Shit!
You see, that's what happens. You got all these things coming on at the same time. Then you get you have to look at one on the internet and one live. That's how I'm gonna do it. Thank God for the computer.
You know, when I was growing up and my mom had like all her shows at a different time. She got sick of always missing something. So, you know, her and my dad talked to her one night, and my mom goes, well, we are finally giving you what you've been wanting for 6 months. I'm like, why? Because you may have a TV and VCR in your room. I'm like, cool. And she goes, you're allowed to go to sleep with it, but if I ever need a tape with it, then you need to allow me, or the TV is not going in there. I'm like, okay, it can go in there. Because she would, watch something, like, when I, like, 5 shows would be on at the same time, and, you know, so, well, we had, like, 3 or 4 VCRs growing up. Now my mom got small. She finally got a DVR because all of us kids said, Mom, just get a DVR. I mean, VCRs are going to be the thing of the past very, very soon.
Yeah. There's always something new coming around the corner.
Always, that's right, always. Always.
Another thing to buy.
So Fringe. Okay, there are.
Yeah, Fringe starts. Yep. Shoot.
I don't like it when they put all the shows on there on the same night. I hate that.
I know. Fringe was on Tuesday. Fringe was on Tuesdays last year. I don't know why they switched to Thursdays. Because it was on Tuesday nights last year. That ticks me off. Now I got to, damn it.
I know. It's terrible.
It's frustrating. Well, they'll weed it out. I bet you anything they'll switch it to different day before long, though, because they won't want to compete with grades and practice.
See, well, I think that's why they change a lot of times, you know, because of the ratings. They say, hey, you know, who are we up against? You know, that has a lot to do with shows, you know, who they're up against, the competition. And, you know, but I don't know, but I feel that if you're a fan of a show, you know, you're going to follow them, you know.
Exactly,
You know, thank goodness for the internet to just watch one on live and watch the other one on the internet. So, terrible.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean.
I don't like the Fox Channel player, though. It's kind of wacky. That's what kicks me off about it. Yes, because it sometimes freezes on me for some reason. I don't know if it's my internet connection or what, but. Sometimes it freezes, and I don't like that. I'll have to figure it out when they.
Sully, how are the Yankees doing right now?
Oh, I don't want to talk about the Yankees lost tonight. They lost. But tomorrow is another day. Hopefully they'll win.
That is good.
They're playing Tampa. They're playing Tampa because the season's the regular season is almost over. Next week, the postseason starts. So it's going to be, you know, I'll be watching.
Oh my God, with that, with the Friends will only be on for like a week or two, because if it's on Fox, they always take the stupid game, the stupid shows off for the baseball games, for the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
What, Fox?
Well, that's all right.
Get
2 weeks in before they.
I don't think they're going to be doing that this season. I know Fox used to have it. I know they may still have the Saturday games, but as far as postseason, that goes to TBS, which I was shocked to hear. I said,
oh, really?
TBS,
okay.
They're gonna have every postseason game.
Okay.
All right.
So Fox does not get it. ESPN does not get it, and it all belongs to TBS now. So.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about Fox.
Good deal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Just have to worry about picking which show I'm going to watch live and which one I'm going to watch on the internet.
Yeah.
That's what I kind of like about here. Sometimes, like, the repeat, like, great or private practice on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when did you say that? Because they usually do that for the first one, the first two. They usually do it on a Saturday night, too. So
Might not have to miss one.
Yes.
Good deal.
But, yeah. Because that is this.
Oh, I don't want to miss any of it. Jeez, that bugs me when they do that.
But Mary Beth Evans is coming back to Days of Our Life. Kayla?
Because
she is.
Adrian called her about Stephanie.
Oh, yeah, Stephanie has issues. Boy, I just want to take her and lock her in the closet somewhere. What happened? Now, Brady should take her behind and put her right next to Vivian in that
car.
No
doubt.
Because they both are a pain in the asses.
They can drive each other nuts.
Wow.
But, you know, I'm a big fan of, I really like Melody now.
I do,
Melody,
too.
I like Melody.
She heard Nathan tell her he loves her.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Where she walks in and he's screaming about her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now
I think deep down inside, she still loves him. She still loves
him. She does. Just by the way they act around each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think once Stephanie gets nailed, it'll be and I hope the baby thing comes out, too, so she can get rid of Philip. I can't stand him either. He's a little punk.
Did
you guys
know that? But then what happens to Chloe and Daniel? Because I really like them together.
I do, too. I hope they come out of it, but still, it needs to come out.
Yeah, I know.
It needs to be addressed and then move on.
Exactly.
Just like this stupid EJ story needs to move on to.
I was hoping he was going to die, but I knew. I said, they're not going to kill him off. Now he's trying to fight his way back.
I was hoping.